This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Talking about rocking a concert-style shirt, this is our buddy Steve that put this together. That's the original, I guess, semi-original. We've had a few versions of this. And you know who rocked this T-shirt better than anybody I've ever seen? Check out the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. Go to the top picture. I'm going to show everybody this right now. Let's see. There it is, Stan Graham. Some kind of blue shirt. I don't know how I found that color, but Stan picked that up at the Advanced Medicine Conference. Check out that shot. He rocked it better than anybody. Stan Graham, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show, my brother.
So glad to be here, man. So glad to be here. That was a great time with you at the Advanced Medicine Conference, and the shirt made it just that much more of a party.
You were telling me.
Like overnight, people like asking me to take, hey, would you take a picture with me? I don't know who the heck you are, but I love that shirt. And Robert was doing the whole MC in Super Don. He was epic. So, yeah, he was the man of the hour and every hour there.
That was funny, but that you're telling me people were asking to get your picture because you were wearing that shirt. That tells you got a good concert shirt. I've heard rumors that Super Don, you remember those concert T-shirts from the 70s and 80s? They were often baseball jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
Oh, I love those. Yeah, right? Those were very popular.
I remember getting a Journey one, different ones, right?
Yeah.
Apparently now they're worth a lot of money.
Are they?
It's like, yeah, that's what I hear. So maybe we should do some concert baseball T-shirt jerseys again. That'll be another
I had a few of those.
Yeah. So cool. Stan, you're not old enough to remember those things.
Like, yeah, sure I am, man. Sure I am. You threw up that T-shirt there. First thing I said is it gives me the 70s vibes. Like, how could I have those vibes if I wasn't there?
Yeah, so, exactly.
I graduated high school in 1980. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, 4 years ahead of me and like 6 years ahead of Super Don, right? Is that right?
87 here, so seven.
7 years.
7 years.
Yeah, he's a baby. Grandpa Super Don's just a baby. Mere baby. But again, I hope you all had a wonderful Father's Day yesterday. As I said, I was working my tushy off doing jobs around the house and the garden. I loved it. Honestly, I did. I wasn't complaining. I was joking about it. And had a good time. I don't know what you've been up to, Stan, but it's good to see you.
Great to see you. Well, you know, we went from that Advanced Medicine Conference over to the other side of the state and to the Red Pill.
Red Pill, yeah.
Yeah, to G. Edwards shindig, and that was great. That was great. That's a phenomenal phenomenal intelligence there. So,
I lost my headphones. I was so excited hearing about that. So as far as Ed, he looked good. As far as I could tell, he's doing the Cardio Miracle every day. And
every day, yeah. Like, swears by it. He's actually down in Belize. I don't think I'm blowing. I'm not speaking out of school. He's down in Belize right now and packs the stuff with him. So, yeah, he's a very clear thinker. Had a great message.
Awesome.
Had a great message.
Well, at the top of the hour, Super Don played a clip from our friends at Synergy Science, and you met my buddy Paul when we were there.
Yes.
They did a great education piece on water, on fresh water, and how we are very inefficient in utilizing the resources. You know, if you're out west right now in America, massive droughts there. And, you know, the thing we're learning about the utilization of water, very inefficient. I'm just, you know, I struggle with this because I'm not a doom and gloomer, but at the same time, I've learned a lot about preparation and how it's responsible to prepare for times of famine, because throughout history, you read in the Bible, there are times of famine, and you just don't pretend it doesn't happen, but a lot of people are still today pretending, oh, it'll never happen.
Yeah, our supply chains and production capacity just isn't quite that good. You know, there were articles coming out just last week of California going through mandatory water restrictions. I mean, so, you know, what, seventh largest economy in the world, happens to be attached to our western border, and they can't keep the lights on all the time. They got rolling blackouts with their electricity delivery systems, and now they've got mandatory water restrictions, which are not just residential. I mean, this is getting into the agricultural area as well. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, a little bit of a challenge. I think there are areas in that most fertile valley in California from which so much of our produce comes. The subsidence level of the land there for miles and miles and miles of territory is over 4 feet. And the aquifers are that depleted.
Wow.
That you actually have hundreds of square miles, the subsidence of which is 3 and 4 feet.
Super. So you were concerned, was it in that water piece we just saw that we're talking about, the almond growers or something?
Well, no, actually, Bill Maher.
Oh, Bill Maher.
Bill Maher, he did a segment, I think it may have been like on Friday, mm-hmm. talking about the water situation, you know, because here we are again in a drought situation in California. I mean, you know, California is a big agriculture state. You know, and they grow all kinds of things in California. One of the things they grow in California is almonds. And I had no idea, you know, he did a comparison. He was like, you know, it takes so many gallons of water, you know, to grow tomatoes or to grow apricots or whatever like that. You know, it was like 50 gallons or something, whatever. But it turns out that to grow a pound of almonds, it takes like 1,500 gallons of water. And they grow the majority of the almonds in California, in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was just saying, you know, look, you know, we have this drought situation going on in California. Where's all the water going?
Well, what do we do with those almonds once they're done, Stan? Are they all in America, or where are they sent?
Yeah, most of those are exported. You know, over 70% of those are exported. And so you can imagine, right? It's the Central Valley in California that's really the most productive agricultural land in the country. I mean, there are other areas that have very productive lands, like in Iowa and Nebraska and such, but I think Iowa is most famous for producing the most food of which humans never touch. Hmm. I mean, everything they grow there's no direct human consumption production. It's either fuel or livestock.
Wow.
Yeah, and there's more and more of that, right? Because farmers are growing cash crops because they need cash. So it's right. corn and more corn.
And so genetically engineered, right?
Yeah.
So
for fuel,
we look at cash. That. You know, again, I like almonds like the next guy, right? But if you're putting all of that water out for almonds and those almonds are being sent overseas anyway, what are we doing? We're exporting our resources to others and destroying ourselves and our future in the process. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you know, and you can do studies on each product. every kind of food we eat, you can do some studies on this. For instance, if you look at the amount of water necessary to raise a steer for slaughter. You know, if you like beef, if you like any kind of animal protein, but beef in particular, because they just happen to eat a bunch of alfalfa. And alfalfa is a big crop. Here in North America, a lot of farmers raise alfalfa. They cut that, they bale that. That's the hay, you know, the cows eat in the fall and the winter, get them through the winter time stuff. But you get a raise a steer from a calf to mm-hmm. you know, a yearling, and then export that meat to China.
Right. Once again, it's not like we're producing it for ourselves. That's the
right.
That's the concern that we have here, and I say theory, but certainly rumor or even factually, pointing out that China is looking to take over America, not because it hates capitalists necessarily. It just needs to feed its own people, of which there are over a billion. And they don't have an ability to produce enough of their own food. So, hey, let's take over America's land and we'll grow for our own people. which is already partly happening due to the indebtedness and other things that have happened on a globalist scale. So, and the point
there, there's some history on this. There's a very good multi-volume biography out on Stalin over the last few years, and you can see what Stalin did to feed the Russians at the expense of some other folks.
Mm-hmm. Who are you going to starve out? Now, question, is it wrong to want to feed your own people? Is it wrong to want to feed your own family? No, because you can't help. My point has been for years, you cannot help anyone. You say, I want to be altruistic. I want to be charitable. It's like when you're starving, you don't have a lot of room for charity. You don't have a lot of resources extra, much less energy, to help someone in need. So the idea of selfishness being bad, I think it's just wrong-headed notion they've tried to sell us on, selflessness in a communistic sort of way. Selflessness can happen when you are abundant, right? When you are in poverty, sure, you can do a good deed. I get that. But sustenance, it's short-lived at that point. You're giving the little that you don't have to somebody else, and that's a wonderful, nice, altruistic thing to do. But if you want to sustain that to be able to help, you're not going to be able to, is the point.
Yeah. Preparation is a big deal. I know you've studied a lot about this, as have I, and we've talked about it. There isn't a substitute for it, and the time to do it is when it's possible, you know. Because sometimes, that can sneak up on you. But we export so much water in the form of end products. Mm-hmm. And that's not, there's no accounting. You would think that they would have that figured out on a spreadsheet, you know, what the cost of that water is.
That, because I think if that became, let's say, common knowledge, people would not be as in favor of globalism as they are now.
Oh, no. Yeah, you don't get the efficiencies that everybody argues for.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, you get the deficiencies. So I want to get into some of the prep stuff, but I do have to ask you, how's the training going? I know you've had some ups and downs with injuries, and we've talked about that a little bit. What's the status of you running around in triple digit weather? Are you how's it going?
Yeah, it's going well. Actually, at the Advanced Medicine Conference, I met a fellow there, mm-hmm. Justin.
I was right next to him in the booth. He was a cool guy.
Yeah, very cool dude. He was selling some EMT stones, you know, some Tesla rocks and stuff. So, but he's a former trainer of professional elite athletes. And Sunday afternoon, we went out, and he put me through some paces for some good speed training. It was great. Very good. He was, he was impressed. Can I say that?
Yeah. Well, anybody that knows your time in the mile has to go, are you kidding me? I couldn't do that in high school and college, right? People that are athletes even, and know what elite level athlete you are.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
But it's so cool, too, that even at the elite level training, and you've had a lot of people that work with you, there's always somebody that's got a different angle on it that can add to your, you know, the success. It's like, this is why we reach out to people that have got perspectives. It's like, the things I know a lot, but there's stuff I don't know. I can't wait to learn it. I don't know what it is, but always being open to the possibilities.
We went through some speed drills, and I asked him to help me with perfecting the technique in the speed drills, which he did, and it made an immediate difference in the kind of power I was feeling from every stride. It was phenomenal. So, you know, you think you got things drilled down, but man, it's great to talk to somebody who knows more because they can dial in.
I still want to get out there on the track and see if you don't lap me in one lap. Right? I want to see what I can do. Sure.
Jeez. I got this idea that you're pretty fast.
In short bursts, but not a mile. So we'll see.
Well,
look, I hit my cardio miracle in the morning and hit the gym. And, you know, I give kudos to the trainers that I work with every time they get me into the yellow zone. It's like an accomplishment for them, too. That's what's funny about this. I see some people that are like, I don't know how they're alive. They're in the red zone in terms of their heart rate pumping based on age, size, weight that they calculate. Yeah. And they're in the red zone. I'd be like, dude, that's not good. And I'm like, I have to work my tushy off to get into the yellow zone, which is one of the optimal levels to be working out in. And I think, again, because of the cardio miracle facilitated oxygen transport with nitric oxide opening up the microcapillary everywhere, that you need the perfusion of oxygen.
I'll toss this out really quickly to your listeners as well. Everybody that uses the cardio miracle product, which is phenomenal, don't mix that. Don't take that with a caffeine product. Like, don't mix that up, or don't take caffeine with that. There's some pre-workout supplements like C4, you know, those kinds of things that have, or other drinks that have a lot of caffeine in them.
Mm-hmm.
The caffeine interferes with. I actually learned this from Dr. Shiva Ayudari.
Mm-hmm.
At the Red Pill. He and I were chatting about Cardio Miracle. Get this. Dr. Shiva's right-hand man, Prabhakar, who is an MIT PhD, did his PhD work on nitric oxide. And he used Dr. Malinsky's nanosensors in his PhD work.
That's just small world stuff. That's pretty amazing.
Very smart.
Because we've covered the Malinsky paper, and it's just so extraordinary what was tested and what was revealed about the formulation called Cardio Miracle.
Yeah.
And it's been, again, for those of you who are athletes or athlete wannabes, you want to have your functional capacity to do the athletic endeavors you want go up significantly. And I'm not talking about a little. I mean, for me, it was a lot. And I know that you were at the top of your game when you connected, and it upped you as well. But that Cardio Miracle is amazing. Now, one of the things, of course, I want to talk to you about today is based on preparation. It's based on preparedness. Because I'm concerned, as I've ever been, about supply chain breakdowns. We've seen claimed hacks on gas or oil pipelines. And then even on food production specific to, let's say, meat. You know, animal protein production.
Yes.
And it's one thing to have a shutdown for a week or two. You know, things happen. Hurricanes in Florida, power's out for a while. It still gets pretty crazy. The shelves are emptied in a day or two. And if they don't have diesel trucks pulling more stuff in to replenish that, wait a second. It's not it just doesn't miraculously get beamed down from the Starship Enterprise, you mean? You mean it? So we're looking at a lot of, let's say, warning signs that say we've got to do better about being prepared to hit the bumps and the hiccups, and we hope they're not too long term, like a permanent EMP destruction scenario. But barring that, even we've got to do better. And one of those things that, you know, you've been all about in terms of preparing high level athletes to do things conveniently also has a parallel track in terms of accessibility to meals that are whole food nutrition that can be ready for you in a, let's say, if it's an economic downturn or if it's a shutdown in terms of supply chain delivery.
Yeah. Yeah, the Elements Meals, my company Elements Meals, Robert, as you know, we make freeze-dried meals, premium ingredients. In fact, last time we spoke about this on the show, and folks, there are some of you that haven't received your orders yet. We've been just absolutely slammed. People are feeling the itch to be prepared but all orders will be fulfilled. In fact, when you order your food today, everything will be fulfilled within 2 weeks.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. An extreme and dangerous heat wave in the northwestern U.S. has the potential to smash multiple records, according to forecasters. Seattle and Portland are among the areas expecting to see all-time highs. Here's CBS meteorologist Jeff Berardelli.
This is a historic heat dome. the most intense on record. In fact, it is a once-in-a-thousand-year event.
Temperatures are expected to be 20 to 30 degrees above average in Oregon, Washington, and northern Idaho this weekend, meaning they could climb into the 110s. A surfer was seriously injured Saturday in a great white shark attack about 20 miles south of San Francisco. The 39-year-old victim was in the water Saturday morning at Gray Whale Cove State Beach in San Mateo County when the shark attacked him, the sheriff's office said. This is USA Radio News. After a year of protests sparked by the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, the city of Portland, Oregon, is grappling with an increasingly disgruntled police force amid an uptick in violent crime and continued calls to defund law enforcement agencies. City leaders have scrambled to address both staffing shortages and reform demands by activists, walking a tightrope between those calling for a return to the status quo and others pushing for a demilitarized police department. Sydney, Australia, on Saturday night began a two-week lockdown amid a surge in cases of the COVID-19 Delta variant. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian announced the lockdown and associated stay-at-home orders.
If we're going to do this, we need to do it properly. There's no point doing a three-day lockdown and then having the virus continue to bubble away in the community. A few days ago, I said this was the scariest time that I felt since the pandemic started, and that's proven to be the case.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We've just been hit real hard, but hey, our I can fortunately tell you that our supply chains, which are fairly complex. We have many food supply chains. I mean, in terms of complexity to ensure delivery, fortunately we've built those up over the last 6 years. So anyway, the food, Robert, for high performance athletes, absolutely. But they certainly feel that need. But they're one of the reasons I called the company Elements is because it's non reductionist. I mean, food is food. You can't get simpler or more basic than food. And our meals are made of just simple foods, just whole animal proteins, whole vegetables. And the best fats, spices, and herbs, and that's it. You know, no garbage, and but very basic food groups that, in macro proportions, that are suitable for the body. We're talking, you know, 30%, 35% proteins, you know, 20 to 30% carbs and 30-40% fats. So great food, very convenient for the best of times, right? When you're on the go and you don't want to compromise, so many options in the public sector are just very poor options.
Well, and I wanted
even before the show, Super Don was mentioning that I think it, who was it, Super Don, that which burger outfit was putting a quadruple?
I heard about this over the weekend. Apparently, Jack in the Box, they've got a triple and now a quadruple cheeseburger or hamburger or something.
Yeah, they must have hired the management out of Schick or something, one of those razor companies, because, you know, it stopped being the two-edge razor and they got a 3-4-5 blade.
I'm like, four? Really?
Yeah, Jack in the Box did jack you up, because this is not grass-fed meat either, animals. But
I would wager it's not all beef either.
Right. Factory farmed what? We're not sure. So there are two tracks here that I've got parallel in my mind talking about Elements Meals.
Yeah.
You know, one is people are, this is what we're hearing reports and news stories on this. People after the scamdemic are waking up going, I got money I want to spend. Now, I want people to spend it on things that are going to be valuable to your health and safety and future. And, of course, we're talking gold, silver, and lead in terms, you understand that, those of you who are preppers. But food. I want people to prepare their own food. I want people to grow their own food. But in the meantime, I don't think people are ready if they start now. It's too late. And I'm not saying don't start now. But we can do stopgap things is my point of this. And bringing the Elements Meals into it.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Here's a factoid. Well, here's a factoid, because you're talking hard assets about, you know, the Robert Scott Bell Show participants, your followers, yeah, they know about gold, silver, and lead. The highest priced commodity in World War II Britain was cooking oil. Mm. That was the highest priced commodity in that bombed out market, because you couldn't eat gold and there was nothing worth buying.
Right.
And you couldn't eat your, of course, that's the value of that would come back provided you lived through the experience, right? Provided you could eat. But cooking oil became the highest sought after commodity. So it goes to your argument that purchasing assets, the value of which increases, right? That's a good strategy. The value of which is a long term play with an increasing value. Food.
Yeah. Well, think about that.
Inflationary pressures are kicking food prices up now.
But you grow the food, you got to eat the food.
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't last forever, right? Unless you do. Massive preservatives, you know, there are ways, of course, to preserve food. But the freeze-drying element, again, once again, I'm going to shout out to Allison, my super fan, super patron. She sent me a gift for my birthday, was it a couple of years now? And so we have the ability to grow food that we can't eat, and we can freeze-dry it and preserve it in a way that it will last. And in the sense of, what do you want to be able to do? When we talk about, I think the good people of the Robert Scott Bell Show like helping people. They do. We love to be able to give stuff away and donate things, whatever. But what if you're hungry? As I said, you're looking for anything to remain alive. And it's where good people can do horrible things if you're hungry enough. That's what we call a zombie apocalypse. So if I talk about investing in things that will keep society moving forward and being cordial, do you have access to food when the food supply chain is not happening? And imagine that if you have money to invest right now in something that will preserve and last, then you can actually help. And people will have things to exchange and will want that. Again, I'm thinking about how do we move forward in an environment where you just can't go down to the local Target, Walmart, etc., and it's magically there. It's not something I'm wishing for. It's not something I'm hoping for. I'm just saying, this is life on planet Earth, and people, we've been living in an artificial reality based on oil slaves for generations now.
You know, Robert, I don't know if I can put it any more powerfully than that. Man, that's a powerful message. Just reading 100 years of history will teach us what can happen with really good people when food is in an insufficient supply. Things go bad fast, like within weeks. economic systems fail, money systems fail, and the bartering system kicks in within a month. You know, when social systems begin to fail, and you can imagine the bartering value of a shelf stable food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have viability in again gold, silver, lead, that kind of thing, but. People, you say, you can't eat the gold. Now, if somebody has an abundance of food storage, they'll happily trade with you if you have gold and silver and things like that. So I'm not saying that it's a non-starter, but how many people actually have the food that have invested in gold, silver, and lead alone and didn't think clearly on other things of that become very valuable, as you point out, whether it be cooking oil in World War II England.
Yeah.
Or something else, because we haven't lived through that in generations, so it's kind of like lost to history unless we go back and find it. Go, what can we do? What can we use? By the way, Diana says the meals, talking about your Elements meals, are delicious, and I like knowing I have them as a food backup. You know, so again, you might be prepping and being an athlete and saying this is an easy way to get me good whole food nutrition while I'm training, but I'm looking at this today like more people than ever are aware of supply chain challenges. And if it's a short hiccup, I hope that's all it would be. But in terms of you got money to invest in something that'll keep you viable,
yep.
And maybe help others too. I can't say enough about this finished preparation meal package right now.
Well, I loved hearing that from Kathy. We hear that all the time. Kathy, bless your heart. Thanks for sharing that. And you know the Elements meals, they're very simply expandable as well. And the way they operate, folks, is all the ingredients are in a bag. You put a cup of hot water in the bag, and you shake it up, and you wait 10 minutes, 12 minutes, and it's ready to go. Just absolutely premium quality food. And lots of different flavors, and they're easily expandable. For instance, you know, if you've got some beans or legumes you want to toss in. I mean, just a lot of different ways that these meals can be expanded. They provide how I talk about them, Robert, either a full meal anytime you want, anywhere you are, or the structure of an expandable full meal. So very useful that way. In fact, I've got a client, a doctor called me up, this is several months ago, and said, hey, I've got a 70-year-old client patient who called me up and said she bought your meals, but they were a little hard on her stomach because she had a gastrointestinal bypass 10 years ago. But we figured it out. So anyway, I ended up calling this gal, this wonderful woman, and Robert, she'd put the water in the bag and let it soak for like a minute, then she'd dump it in the blender. And then she'd blend it up, and it would turn it into a soup.
Oh, look at that.
And she could, and her sensitive stomach tolerated the soups much better.
That's
and so
better.
I called her up. She said, yeah, I make two of these every other day because I have one, you know, half of the soup, half one bowl
nice.
Of soup today, and I'll have the other one tomorrow. And I thought, well, I'm going to give that a try. I tried it out, and I have never been filled up by a bowl of soup faster than that one. Because it was an entire meal, but in soup form. It was delicious.
Nice. Well, hey, Stan, when people are ordering, I see there's a 20% deal going on. I don't know how long it's going on. Do you have a time frame on that?
Well, we'd like to – this is for you, Robert. Actually, we had determined just to leave it up today, but really from my heart, for your folks, I'm convicted by the conversation. Mm-hmm. You made some comments today that really hit me. We'll hold it up for the week.
Okay, all week. So we are in the longest day of the year today, broadcasting the summer solstice in the Northern Hemisphere. All week from the 21st to Friday, I think, you'll have access to the flash sale, 20% off for the Elements meals, for all the right reasons as well, thinking about this. If you have your own food dehydrator or flash freeze dryer, that's great. But in the meantime, not everybody has them. They're not that common, unfortunately. They're big ticket items. But having access to this becomes more valuable than anything you can imagine when you have access to food when no one does. And, you know, the value is, it should be obvious, right? I don't have to say much more about that.
Well, the nutritional proposition of the meals, too. I mean, think about when you need brain energy the most. It's when when it's really required. Crises create stressors in the body.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, real stressors, physiological stressors that cause our ability to think to decrease.
For sure.
And that happens. So when in times of crisis, when there's stress on the body, stress on the mind, you don't need cheap food.
Well, I think a lot of people are storing Twinkies and Pop-Tarts. It's like,
yeah, like, you know, the Oreos aren't going to cut it.
No, I mean, you're going to drive yourself into the serious decline. Yes, yeah. You may have calories, but you think type 2 diabetes is bad when you have access to medicine. Imagine in a wholesale breakdown of delivery systems, not just food, but drugs that you might rely upon, which we don't hear, by the way. But you're going to facilitate, yes, survival by caloric intake, but empty calories resulting in chronic disabilities and afflictions that you can't manage with drugs that they don't have anymore.
Yeah, it's so make wise choices about the use of your assets that you have now and acquiring your food supplies. I would suggest, Robert, that Elements is one of the arrows in the quiver. Mm-hmm. It's obviously not the only arrow. You've got to have several different kinds of arrows in that food prep quiver. Yeah. Growing your own is money. That's right. Just that's phenomenal. There's no substitute for that. Having multiple types of food on the shelves that are shelf stable, easy to move. Sometimes you've got to make decisions to move quickly. If you start picking up, 16-ounce cans of beans and thinking you're going to pack them, ain't going to happen.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Scott Bell Show.
And like so many things that where we challenge it, we give ourselves, thankfully we don't know the entire path or how difficult it's going to be, otherwise we would never start. We would never start it.
Right.
And so, because that's hard. You know, it's what I think I heard David Goggins say recently in a video clip, there are no part-time savages.
Mm-hmm.
You just aren't, you know. You're a savage or you're not. So that's Dave Goggins for you. But it's but it did set out an objective for me, and it's one that I've been chasing. And you know the outcome of that, and you know this, the outcome of chasing a white hot goal like that is a massive benefit, because it gives you additional purpose in your life, it gives you direction, it gives you focus. It gives you a foundation for extraordinary learning, because you're always in the hunt to find how you can improve.
Right.
So
talk to me about it, because we only got a couple of minutes, and I've got some announcements I need to make before the end of the show officially. But you mentioned the 6 minute, which for me is impressive, but some people that are serious athletes run track going, all right, that's good, but that's not anywhere near the world record thing, so.
Yeah, so now I'm coming in hot. You know, I'm coming in sub 4:30s, and looking at for a sub 4:20. So I'm on my way to that 4 minute mile. You know, that would be
at 59.
At 59, people. Yeah.
Sub 4:30, going for sub 4:20 next.
Yeah. So here's the thing, for all you guys listening, you can get off the couch now, because if you're over 40. Your warranty, you think your warranty has expired, you can get up, the body will perform. Feed it right. Treat it right.
Yeah.
Get some rest. You know, have some quality of life, but get out and start moving stuff, because the body will perform.
Yeah.
It will.
And that's the lead story of hour two with Stan Graham, our good buddy, with Elements Meals. And, of course, he helps us out with Cardio Miracle. But the story is linked up in the show notes if you scroll down to hour two. We mentioned a flash sale. He says it's going to extend all week. Today's the 21st, so I guess till the 26th, that's 5 days later or so. Yeah. 20% off. Again, food security. We're talking food security packs right now. Not just athlete meals, but yes, those too. And you just click on the link, take advantage of that. This is as valuable as anything you'll invest in right now. I know it's consumable, but very, very shelf stable, so you can get through a crisis.
3 years.
Yeah. And
3 years shelf stable.
And think about the, you know, again, if it lasts 3 years, we're all done, if it's going to be that bad. But the point is, really being responsible for yourself, your family, even your community to have access to this. If you have the ability, and if people are thinking about it, what do I invest in? What do I invest in? Dude, invest in food. Have food and start growing your own. Don't wait. But if you think you're going to grow enough to preserve what might be coming, it might be a little late to start now, but start now anyway and get some Elements meals, Stan. So sub 430, you've already done officially, yes?
Yes, sir. Yep.
So that's why I'm saying, I don't even know if I can make a quarter around the track and keep up with you, but I still want to try. We're going to do a pay-per-view event or something, Super Don says.
Well, I'm good. You know, I had a little lower back issue a few months ago. We're done with that. I'm solid. I'm good, so I'm ready to rock. I'll come up north and we'll throw down on a local track.
That'll be fun.
The other thing, yeah, if you would, give the Robert Scott Bell Show listeners my email. If anybody has any questions about Elements Meals, I'll respond to you personally.
Which email do you want them to have?
Just stan@getyourelements.com.
Okay, Stan, stan@getyourelements.com. If you have questions for Stan Graham, and he's good about responding to you. Of course, again, you've been slammed with orders before, and you're working on it, but you say within 2 weeks you're going to fulfill the orders coming in today and this week.
Yes, sir.
Well,
that's
I appreciate
right.
that. Super Don, anything else for Stan?
No. Appreciate you coming on. Yeah, looking forward to the next time.
Dude, again, just if you know about running track, going sub 430 at any age, much less 59, is impressive.
Yeah.
Real impressive.
Well, great to be with you, man. Great to be with you, man. So,
Dan, appreciate you so much. Big hugs. Look forward to running with you or trying soon.
Hey, man, after we do the run, you can do some, let's do some burpees.
Yeah.
We'll film that. You can school me on those suckers because I've got this 5'6" frame. You got that just a little bit shorter frame. I think you can school me on the burpees.
All right. I'll give you that. But still, I would love to be able to run fast for a mile. That would be amazing. I don't know what I can do, but it'll be fun to try it. Stan, appreciate you. Big hugs, big love. And everybody, get your elements. Stan@getyourelements.com. We have it linked up. Get your Elements meals, and look, whether you're an athlete or just wanting to survive a hiccup in the supply chain, this is a good investment, a worthwhile investment, and we have them too. So thanks for being here, Stan. I appreciate you.
Roger that.
The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.